Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Understanding SQL, Structured Query Language. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Aspiring Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the significance of SQL in data management, the basic components of SQL, and an introduction to relational databases. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize the vital role SQL plays in data analytics and understand its fundamental components, allowing you to confidently navigate the world of data management. Main content overview of SQL and its role in data management. SQL, or structured query language, is a powerful tool used for managing and manipulating data stored in relational databases. It allows users to perform various operations, such as querying data, updating records, and creating new databases. SQL is crucial in data analytics because it enables professionals to extract valuable insights from vast amounts of data collected over time. Imagine you are a business analyst at Noname, trying to understand customer purchasing behavior. SQL lets you retrieve specific data points from your database, such as sales figures over a particular time frame. This capability helps you make informed decisions based on accurate data, ultimately leading to better business strategies. SQL's significance extends beyond simple data retrieval. It also provides a means to enforce data integrity and security. By using SQL, you can ensure that only authorized users have access to sensitive data, maintaining the confidentiality and reliability of your information. Basic components of SQL. SQL consists of several essential components, each serving a specific purpose. The primary components include data query language, DQL. This allows users to query data from a database. The most common SQL command in this category is, for example, if you want to retrieve a list of customers who made purchases in the last month, your SQL query might look like this: data definition language, DDL. This component is used to define and manage database structures. Key commands include and. For instance, if you want to create a new table to store product information, you would use data manipulation language, DML. This is used for managing the data within the database. Common commands include and. Suppose you need to update the price of a specific product, your SQL command would look like this: data control language, DCL. This component manages user permissions. Commands like and are used to control access to data. For example, to allow a user to view the product table, you would use. By understanding these components, you can communicate effectively with databases and manipulate data as needed. Introduction to relational databases. Relational databases are structured collections of data that allow users to efficiently store, retrieve, and manipulate information. The term relational refers to how data is organized in tables, where each table consists of rows and columns. Each table represents a different entity, such as customers, products, or orders. For instance, in a relational database for your business at Noname, you may have three tables, and each table can be linked through relationships, such as a foreign key. A foreign key in the table can reference the from the table, allowing you to analyze which customers are associated with specific orders. This structure makes it easy to run complex queries that can provide valuable insights into your business operations. For example, you could generate a report that shows total sales by customer, which can inform marketing strategies and improve customer engagement. The power of relational databases lies in their ability to maintain data integrity, ensure consistency, and allow for complex data retrieval through SQL queries. For example, if you wanted to know which products were purchased by a specific customer, you could write a query that joins the end tables, providing you with a comprehensive view of the customer's purchasing history. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've covered the fundamental concepts of SQL and its role in data management. We explored the basic components of SQL, including DQL, DDL, DML, and DCL, as well as the structure and significance of relational databases. By understanding these concepts, you are now better equipped to leverage SQL for data analytics and enhance your decision-making processes. As you continue in this course, keep these foundational elements in mind, as they will be critical to your success in data analytics. Reflection questions: how can SQL help you make data-driven decisions in your current or future role? Can you identify a scenario where you would need to use DDL commands to structure your database? Reflect on a time when you relied on data for decision-making. How could SQL have improved that process?